This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. One of the most touching and heartbreaking stories that you'll read about in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or of his companions is the story of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, may Allah be pleased with him, the first child that was born in Medina, who the Muslims carried and chanted Allahu Akbar as he was in the hands of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, in the hands of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as this first child that was born in Medina, to dispel any idea that there was a curse surrounding the women in Medina and their ability to give birth. And the tragic assassination and crucifixion of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. As Abdullah ibn Umar mentioned, I was there on that day when they carried him through the streets of Medina chanting Allahu Akbar as he was born. And I was there on the day that they crucified him. And these ugly people that use the name of Allah were also chanting Allahu Akbar, just as those beautiful people were chanting Allahu Akbar as they held him as he was given life. So these people that murdered him chanted Allahu Akbar and took joy in his assassination. And this is a very meaningful and powerful moment for us to really reflect on and to really appreciate, that Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a man that stood against all odds. I mean, he was born in resistance. His birth was resistance. And so imagine now he is resisting the oppression of the Khalifa. He's resisting the oppression of other people that are saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And he is standing in front of his mother, Asma bint Abi Bakr, may Allah be pleased with her, who was 100 years old at that time, who was one of the first Muslims, the one who delivered food to the Prophet, peace be upon him, or kept the news of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr during the migration. This woman that was slapped by Abu Jahl in her service to Islam. This woman that struggled her entire life. And she's 100 years old. And her son is seeking advice from her on how to deal with this oppression, how to deal with this situation. And she is comforting him and preparing him for that moment where he will be crucified and killed right next to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she makes this dua for him. She makes this powerful dua. And there is no dua more powerful than the dua of a mother. And there is no dua more powerful than the one who's under oppression. She says, Allahumma arham tula dhalika al-qiyam fi al-layli al-tawil wa dhalika al-nahib wa al-dhama'u fi hawajir al-madinati wa Mecca. She said, O Allah, have mercy on his lengthy standing during the longest nights, and that whimpering and his thirst during the hot summer days of Mecca and Medina. All of those days that he starved, all of those days that he suffered, all of those days that he was abandoned, and all of those days that he stood up calling upon you during the longest night. Allahumma arham tula dhalika al-qiyam fi al-layl al-tawil wa dhalika al-nahib wa al-dhama'u fi hawajir al-madinati wa Mecca. And then she says, wa birrahu bi abihi wa bi, and reward his kindness to his father and to me. She said, Allahumma qad salamtuhu li amri kafi. Oh Allah, I have surrendered him to whatever you decree on him. Wa raditu bima qadayta fi. And I have made myself content with whatever you have decided in regards to him. So grant me the reward fi Abdullah. Grant me the reward, the thawab with Abdullah. Thawab as-sabirin as-shakirin. Grant me the reward of the patient and the thankful. Grant me the reward of the patient and the thankful. I mean, there's not much that I can do to explain this dua except to just take a moment to appreciate its beauty. There are so many themes that we take from this. The dua of the oppressed, the dua of the mother, the love and admiration that this mother had for her own child and what she saw in his lengthy standing and his whimpering and crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way that he struggled his entire life and lived the life of resistance. And she not only mentions his sacrifice and his service, but she also asks Allah for the reward of her sacrifice and her service. And I think the most beautiful lesson that you can take from that is Asma was very privy to the fact that the death of her son would ultimately lead to her death as well, that she was living at that point through her son. And subhanAllah, when Abdullah ibn Zubayr was crucified and he was left crucified next to the Kaaba, she would come out, this 100-year-old woman, And she would cry at the body of Abdullah ibn Zubayr and would say, isn't it time for this noble warrior? Isn't it time for this noble warrior to come down? Isn't it time for this body, this man, to be honored? And subhanAllah, she pled until eventually his body was taken down after being crucified, and she died only a few days later. May Allah be pleased with her and allow us to meet this beautiful woman, this powerful mother, on the Day of Judgment, who is a symbol of resistance, a symbol of righteousness in all circumstances. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her son and be pleased with that family. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to face our oppressors with the greatest courage and with the greatest sincerity, and be families that are thankful and patient even in their most difficult days. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. InshaAllah, I'll see you next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.